SRN News, I'm John Scott. U.S. military C-130 cargo planes have airdropped food and aid in pallets over Gaza.
This marks the opening stage of an emergency humanitarian assistance authorized by President Biden. The airdrop comes after more than 100 Palestinians who rushed to pull goods from an aid convoy died during a chaotic encounter with Israeli troops. Three planes from Air Force's Central dropped 38,000 meals into Gaza on Saturday. U.S. planes dropped the bundles in southwest Gaza near the Mediterranean coast.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting from Washington. U.S. officials say they expect this airdrop to become the first of many. Meanwhile, a senior U.S. official says Israel has essentially endorsed a framework of a proposed Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. It's now up to Hamas to agree to it. That proposal includes the six-week ceasefire in Gaza, as well as the release by Hamas of hostages that are considered to be vulnerable. Also at SRNNews.com, a Russian drone strike on the Ukrainian city of Odessa has killed at least seven people. Correspondent Mimi Montgomery with the update in this report.
Ukraine's state emergency service says seven people are dead after parts of a Russian drone hit an apartment block in the southern port city of Odessa. It reports another eight people are injured. The Ukrainian armed forces say air defenses shot down almost 15 Russian drones across various parts of the country. And in Russia, a drone crashed into an apartment building in St. Petersburg, according to state news agency RIA Novosti. They report six people received medical attention after the explosion, which rocked the building. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
This is SRN News. A Christian researcher has a warning.
As America's attention turns to the 2024 presidential race, Dr. George Barna of the Cultural Research Center says the country's problems run deeper than politics. His research shows very few people possess a biblical worldview these days, and that must change if the nation is to be saved. Barna says, quote, "The only true hope is a period of spiritual renewal. Placing the burden of uniting this divided country on the shoulders of a president is unrealistic." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece became the first majority Orthodox Christian nation to legalize same-sex marriage last month, but observers don't expect others to follow suit. Ukraine considering a bill that would legalize gay civil unions, but it's tied up in the legislature and not expected to pass. Russia effectively outlawed same-sex marriage in a 2020 constitutional revision. This is SRN News. Asia's richest man celebrating his son's upcoming wedding with a star-studded party.
Tycoons, heads of state, and Hollywood and Bollywood stars will soon descend on the small western Indian city of Jamnagar. This is where billionaire industrialist Mukesh Ambani is holding a lavish pre-wedding celebration for his youngest son, who's getting married in July. Ambani is currently the world's 10th richest man with a net worth of $115 billion, according to Forbes. He heads Reliance Industries, a massive conglomerate within petrochemicals, oil and gas, and retail. Ambani's critics say his company has flourished because of political connections.
A UN commission has warned that mass violence and gross human rights violations in South Sudan continue unabated ahead of landmark elections that are due to take place in December, saying the already dire humanitarian situation in that country will deteriorate further. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.